Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Right, let's have a gander. I mentioned money. Will we get straight to the money? Will we get straight? Loads of things to mention, but will I get straight to the money? So somebody has won €250,000, but they haven't gone to claim it yet, right? Now, you need to go and get it, because otherwise, I think there's a time limit, and the time limit runs out, you're done, right? The National Lottery prize of €250,000 has gone unclaimed for 2 months. The huge sum was a Lotto Plus 2 draw. That rules me out straight away. I always do no plus. Although now when I read these things, I wonder, should I? This was the draw was on November 19th, right? So the ticket is still active. This is the movie, right? The movie starts with me reading this out, and then you reach into your whatever, trousers, handbag, jacket, and check your ticket, and then you go and claim your prize, and then you give me, oh, look, I'm not looking for much. Maybe let's call it a fifth. Okay. Anyway. We can discuss it later. That's how the movie starts, right? So here we go. Ticket holders have 90 days from the date of the draw to claim their prize, which means that the Dublin winner is just 4 weeks left. Where was it bought, Jim? It was bought in Maxall Service Station on Ringsend Road in Dublin. I know it well. I used to use their coffee machine. Maxall Service Station, Ringsend Road, Dublin, right? The draw was on November 19th, so you bought the ticket there before that. The deadline to claim the win is Monday, February the 20th. A National Lottery spokesperson has called on Lotto players to check their old tickets. So do that. You know the app has that little scanner yoke now. If you have the app, beep. Or you can bring it to places to scan it. Beep. We're checking, isn't it? Match of the Wehey is the headline. Lineker drowned out by dirty. Well, sounded like dirty. It's a lady's voice making moaning noises. I think a lot of people would know that this because it's gone off in restaurants and in drains and stuff. People try and catch their friends out, so it makes it sound like they're looking at something really rude. That's the joke. Somebody taped a phone to the back of Gary Lineker's chair during match of the day, and this went off. Apparently, it was going off for 10 minutes. And Lineker thinks it's pretty funny. He said, like, you know, as far as sabotage goes, this is pretty funny. And he tweeted a picture of the phone that was stuck with tape. Whoever did it has owned up to it. I think they've put videos of themselves ringing Gary Lineker's this phone that was taped to the back of the thing. So, yeah, but see. You know me, right? I do like it. I like a joke, right? I like a prank. I do. And I never really liked that, the moany one. I just think, oh, right, yeah. Whenever I see one, I go, yeah, right, yeah. Some people think it is hilarious. Like, I've seen friends of mine and they will roll around because they'll catch somebody out with this moaning voices. Yeah, okay, yeah. Now, to get them once is one thing, but to have it going on for 10 minutes before they worked out where it was coming from, that's kind of overdoing it. But anyway, they've got a lot of publicity and it's made the front page of some papers. Dubliners will finally be able to meet under the famous Cleary's clock again after it was restored to its former glory. They did a lovely job on it and unveiled yesterday. Now, everybody knows the Cleary's clock is famous, even though Cleary's isn't there anymore, but the Cleary's clock is famous because that's where your parents or your grandparents or your great-grandparents would have met when they were hooking up for dates. I'll meet you under Cleary's clock, right? So this is the place. And it's back now, so you can carry on that tradition. Although, if you're not going to O'Connell Street, why why would you bother? So I used to have a spot. So I think everybody has a spot where they meet if they're going on dates, right? And I didn't have Cleary's Clock, but I have the place where I used to meet going on dates as recently, a couple of years ago, was wiped. And I want to know where your spot was. If you're going to meet people for dates in Dublin, where was the spot that you regularly use? You don't have to tell all the different people you're going on dates with. I've used this is my spot. But I'll reveal my spot now. My spot for meeting people for dates was, do you remember the screen at College Green? Opposite Trinity there, the old cinema, it's gone now. And there was a little sort of statue of a cinema guy. I don't know if that statue still exists. Do they move that somewhere? I'd like to know that. Anyway, I used to meet people beside the cinema usher. There was a kind of statue of a little man with a torch. Now I think about it, it's kind of creepy. Meet me beside the little man with the torch. I'll take you for a drink. Anyway, so that's where I used to meet. Various success stories and various disasters. But that's where it would start. What I want to know is where was your Cleary's Clock? Or where is your Cleary's Clock? So, you know, traditionally, maybe your grandparents met under the Cleary's one. I had my place. Where was yours? Where is a good spot? So the reasoning behind it was, I'd be generally coming Southside on the Dart. So I get the Dart to Tara Street, walk up to the man. And if the lady was a Northsider, she'd get the bus into the centre. And this was a good sort of middle ground rendezvous, and then head off wherever we're going. So where was your hookup spot for dates? If that is still a thing, or do you just text, I'm around the corner, see you later. Now, another man of the same coloured hair who's very famous, has a book out, and it might even outsell Ed.
Looking back now, it's hard to figure out what it was all about.
Prince Harry has a new 25-episode Netflix show, all about the stuff he couldn't fit into his book or his many other public appearances. Spare us, Prince Harry's stuff that he couldn't get in his book.
So, Harry, if you can you explain to us about the Monopoly game with William?
Well, we were playing Monopoly and he wouldn't go to jail. He wouldn't collect £200. Mm-hmm. And he would not pass go.
And you said you wanted to beat the top hat, but William had decided he was going to beat the top hat as well.
It was all planned from the beginning. Sometimes I think he went into the room and got the top hat and slipped it into his trouser pocket. And he was the banker.
And how did that make you feel?
It made me feel betrayed.
Harry, the night the bins didn't go out,
mm-hmm.
What happened there?
Well, it was a Tuesday, and that's when the black bin traditionally goes out in the palace. It was William's turn, and he didn't put the bin out, and I got the blame. There was a double collection the next week.
How did that make you feel, Harry?
I felt betrayed.
Harry, if you can you tell us about Buckingham Palace's veg patch?
Sure. Well, as you can imagine, it's quite a large garden, and I wanted to grow tomatoes, and I wanted to grow carrots, and I wanted to grow potatoes, but they weren't interested. All they were interested in was leeks.
So royal leeks?
Yes, royal leeks.
And how did that make you feel, Harry?
As betrayed.
Spare Us, the new Prince Harry 25-episode Netflix show.
And Harry, what are you looking for now?
Privacy.
What?
Apart from this 25-episode Netflix show. Spare Us.
Now, FM 104's Dish the Dirt. With Mooney's Hyundai Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange. Home of World Car of the Year. Ioniq 5. CEPMooney.ie.
Okay, so I'm very, very excited by the, as you know, I'm a big fan of Mandalorian. And season 3 of The Mandalorian is set to drop on Disney Plus on March the 1st. It's been, I don't think, there was nothing last year. That was all Obi-Wan. So The Mandalorian hasn't been around for about 2 years nearly.
There's going to be a massive push on it. I heard that it's going to be everywhere from the 1st of March.
So if you, well, there's no spoilers really, but like it's going to be Mandalorian and Baby Yoda, whose real name is Grogu, flying around getting into adventures.
The best gif you can ever find is the little Baby Yoda going, hi.
Well, here is a kind of an edited down version of the trailer.
Our people are scattered like stars in the galaxy. What are we? What do we stand for? Being a Mandalorian is not just learning about how to fight. You also have to know how to navigate the galaxy. That way, you'll never be lost.
May the Force be with you!
This is the way.
This is the way. That's what he says when he's doing his protein pancakes. This is the way. So, it looks very good. I saw, from what I can see, there's a load of Jedis in the trailer. So there's all these kind of crossovers between different shows. If you're a fan, you'll be big into it. The first two were fantastic.
Can I even give you even better news than that today?
Yeah.
So if you watch Home and Away.
Home and Away?
Home and Away. Everyone knows Home and Away, don't they? Even if you don't watch it,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, of course
it.
You do.
And if I said, yeah, Fly Mangala.
He's not in Mandalorian, is
no,
he?
No, he's not Mandalorian, but he's just signed 5 extra more years to be in Home and Away.
I thought you were saying Mandalorian. Sorry. I was thinking, what's he doing? What's it, Emmett something, isn't it?
Alf Stewart.
Yeah, no, I know, but his real name is Emmett something.
Ray Maher,
that's him. We've had him on.
Yeah, I have his number on my phone. And the odd time.
Ring him.
Whenever I have a few drinks, I always take the phone out. I'm like, do you want to see his WhatsApp and see when he was last online? And that's when I know I need to go home.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, flaming a lot. But 5 extra years. It means he's going to be there for 40 years. After those 5 years.
That's a flaming long run, you flaming galah mongrel. Right, you know when the news on TV, sometimes they don't have anyone to talk to, so they'll go and they'll ask people in the street, they'll do vox pops, and they'll generally get some people who might not really be that, you know, qualified to talk about those things. Well, we call her Nanny Vox Pop.
Welcome to the 6-1. In our news this evening, Twitter users will be able to make tweets a lot longer than the usual 280 characters. We tried to get a comment from CEO Elon Musk, but he was unavailable for comment. So let's go to a random Alwyn on the streets of Dublin.
Oh, yeah, your man, Aaron Rusk. It's the fella that has, isn't it, the Rizzly cat? And did you park himself, you know? Mad, isn't it? But I think he took over a title, isn't that it? And he goes to Venus up in space, and he has a horse. Do you know what I mean? I don't be doing all that to title and all. Do you know? But what's the government doing about it? That's what I'd say.
Exactly. In other news, Liverpool's Jurgen Klopp has avoided rumours that he's about to leave the club. We couldn't get a comment from Mr. Klopp or anyone at Liverpool Football Club, so let's go back to the streets to the random Alwyn and ask her what she thinks of Jurgen Klopp.
Oh, you're a man, the Clippy Klopp fella. And he's Danish or something. I do like a Danish, but on a Friday, you couldn't be eating them all the time, do you know what I mean? But since he lost the glasses, it's all been gone mad then, wrong for him, hasn't it? But I love, the little fella did the salad and he does all that, the golds. Does all the gold, and you see the young fellas with the most salad, they're very expensive though, aren't they? Do you know what, what are the government doing about it? Do you know what are the government doing? Oh, there's Bridie, the son's driving her. Ah, that's lovely.
In entertainment news, the Banshees of Inisherin has been nominated for a number of Oscars. We couldn't get a comment from Colin Farrell, Brendan Gleeson, or the director, Martin McDonagh. So, you guessed it, let's go back to Nanny Vox Pop and ask her what she thinks.
Oh, I do love cattle. I do love them. And do you know, if I was 40 years younger, I tell you now. And the big... how are you, Bridie? Foul you, yeah. Someone driving. he got separated. Now, I don't go to see films now. Do you know what I mean? I'd say it's very expensive to be going to them things. But what, to go for it? They filmed it on Darkey Island, and your man, he married a goat. Now, I do say whatever suits you, what people do behind, you know, it's their own business and leaves the matter. Why'd you say, what's the government doing about it, you know? Doing nothing.
And that's all for this evening, and now let's have the weather.
Oh, it's going to be very cold.
Thank you very much indeed.
10 questions.
60 seconds.
€1,000.
FM 104's Instagram.
With MissQuote.ie. Specialists in women's car insurance. Going the extra mile to get you great deals. See MissQuote.ie.
What's the story, Sinead?
Hi, how are you?
Are you well? You driving?
I'm good.
Driving today?
Well, I'm getting ready to drive.
Getting ready to drive. And what time do you start?
I'm happy.
Half eight, okay. And what will you do when you're finished work? What's the first thing you'll do?
Study for college.
Oh, what are you studying?
Yeah, pre-nurse and healthcare.
Excellent, okay. Are they tough?
Yeah, a bit tough.
Okay, well listen, so there's a busy day ahead, right? So lots of driving and then studying. And €1,000 wouldn't go down too bad, would it?
After Christmas, degree.
Okay, so are we ready?
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Have you ever got a 10 before, by the way, Sinead?
Have I ever got a 10 before? Yeah.
You have? On air with us?
No.
Oh, when was the last time you got a 10?
Oh, never, probably. Okay. This might be a 4.
All right, well, just contradicting yourself there. Here we go with the 10 questions.
The game starts in 3, 2, 1.
What colour are most buses in London?
Red.
What language is spoken in Norway?
Norwegian.
What is a female deer called?
Oh, skip.
What's the tallest mountain in the world?
Mount Everest.
True or false, Paul Mescal got a stage fright in his school play?
False.
What's the name of the most famous French cycling competition?
Triathlon.
Which popular video game franchise has released games with subtitles World at War and Black Ops?
Grand Theft Auto.
Sharon Horgan and Eve Hewson starred in what hit TV show last year?
Yes.
Who is older, Miley Cyrus or Gavin James?
Miley Cyrus.
And what's the capital of Poland?
Warsaw.
What, say what?
Warsaw.
Warsaw.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What did you say?
Warsaw.
Warsaw? I think that's close enough. That'll do. You're a bit Warsaw after that, aren't you?
I could have studied better for that.
Okay, Sinead, let's see how you did. Red Bus is correct. Mount Everest was correct. And Warsaw is correct. But everything else, unfortunately, was incorrect.
Better luck next time.
Yeah, so I'll give you the answer. So, Norwegian, sorry, you got Norwegian as well. You got four, actually, yeah. So, a deer. You know the song, man? Did you ever see The Sound of Music?
Yeah.
Doe. A deer, a female deer. That's how you know from the song. Mount Everest was... you got Mount Everest, didn't you? You did.
Yeah.
It is true that Paul Mescal got stage fright at a school play when he was only little. Aww. The Tour de France is the name of the most famous French cycling competition. Call of Duty. We're in the right kind of area with Grand Theft Auto, but it's Call of Duty. Bad Sisters, great show. Gavin James is older than Miley Cyrus and Warsaw. So you got four today.
Ah,
but Sinead,
next time.
Best of luck with the exams. Best of luck with the driving. Thanks for playing.
Thank you. Bye bye.
If you did any better than that, if you got 10, let us know, and we'll send you some emojis to tell you well done.
She's starting work in 5 minutes, Jim. No rushing about, you know. Getting that bus. Beep beep.
Click. Yeah.
I've got to tell you about a comeback, a movie comeback.
Oh, is this going to annoy me now?
I think it's going to annoy you because this movie was a massive chick flick back in the day, like huge. People would have loved your man, loved your one, and would have been thought someone was very funny in it as well.
Give us a clue. It was a famous line from it. Or a scene. What's a scene?
A scene in it was, some person can see somebody, but not everyone else.
Some person can see somebody, but not everyone else.
Another clue is...
Oh, that's good. That's a good game, huh?
The girl has very short hair.
Okay.
And you will never ever, you'll get it, you'll all get it on this. You will never ever make a bowl or a cup without thinking someone's behind you, feeling your hands while you make the cup and the mug.
What?
It's a very, very famous scene where she's sitting on the chair and she's making some sort of ceramic bowl and your man's behind her holding her hands.
Indecent Proposal.
No.
What?
Yeah, loads of people. It's I'm not looking. What else?
He's holding her from behind, is he?
He's holding her from behind.
She's helping her stir the dinner.
Stirring this bowl that she's making herself.
It's a chick flick. It's funny.
No, it's not funny. Okay. You would have cried 1,000 times at it. I'd say maybe late 80s.
There's a strong chance
90s.
I haven't seen this then.
Oh, no, you've definitely seen this movie. The music that's come from it as well.
Give us a song. Give us a song that's come from it.
Okay.
And they're doing a remake.
Oh, my love, my darling.
I don't think I have. Oh, it's Dirty Dancing.
Not Dirty Dancing, but along the same line.
The other one, is it?
Yeah, it's the other one with your man in it as well.
Who?
The fella that's in Dirty Dancing is the fella that's in this.
Oh, Ghost.
Ghost.
I don't remember the Ghost, the bowl bit. I just remember, like.
You don't remember the bowl bit?
No.
That was a sexual awakening.
Was it?
Oh, yeah.
I think I might have already been awoken.
So the rumour is this morning that Channing Tatum has bought the rights to Ghost and he's going to star in it. So they're saying it could start, I think next year they could be start filming it, but Channing Tatum is going to be Patrick Swayze.
Demi Moore was beautiful in that, wasn't she?
She was
Demi
great.
Moore, wasn't it? Yeah.
And Whoopi Goldberg was the lady who could... Whoopi?
Who? Whoopi.
Is it Whoopi? I've just recorded a link.
She's not a cushion, she's a...
What is it? Whoopi?
No, it's like Whoopi will do. I'm sure she'll answer to Whoopi.
Whoopi Goldberg.
It's Whoopi.
Whoopi.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Whoopi, Whoopi.
Whoopi.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Here, come here, Whoopi.
And what are the government doing about
that? What are the government doing about Whoopi?
Right. So that is the rumour this morning. If you're a fan of Ghost, oh my God, look at the amount of people texting. Ghost, Ghost,
Yeah,
Ghost.
It's been a long time. I definitely saw it, but I don't remember the bowl. I have to go back and rewatch that.
Oh, it's a great scene.
Yeah.
Now,
FM 104's Dish the Dirt with Mooney's Hyundai Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange, home of World Car of the Year, Ioniq 5. See epmooney.ie.
Okay, so we've got some Dish the Dirt for you. So, a Mandalorian, I told you about it. I'm very excited about it. It's coming back on March 1st. Yeah?
Yeah, it's going to be deadly. I think you're going to start seeing loads of ads for it over the next couple of weeks. Disney are really hammering it home for March the 1st.
I think it's the biggest thing they have. I think that's the biggest show on that. On
I
Disney
think
Plus.
Like that whole Lucasfilm, that whole company that they have
yeah.
is just massive.
Selena Gomez posted a video from the set of Only Murders in the Building last night. Season 3 starts shooting this week, and the video reveals that not only Paul Rudd is confirmed for the season, but Meryl Streep is as well.
Hey guys, we're on set.
Hey.
What are we shooting?
Oh, hi there.
Season 3.
That's right.
The gang is back. Hello.
Yay. Could this honestly get any better?
Wait.
Well, I do think it could get a little bit better.
In what
way?
Why?
What do you mean?
Steve, do you want
your
pillow?
Yeah, oh, please. Thank you. Thank you, ma'am.
Marty, anything you need?
Just the tea that I had asked for half an hour ago.
I'm okay. Thank you, Meryl.
Okay?
You're sweet.
Oh.
Sorry.
If you haven't watched it, two seasons, it's brilliant.
Yeah, everyone says it's brilliant, yeah.
And they all complement each other. Does that make sense? Like, one's funny
Absolutely.
And then the other one's funny. I found Dermot Kennedy. You know the way he went off to be a poet? And travel around the world.
For some reason, I was thinking of Dermot Bannon there for a second. Right, yeah, Dermot Kennedy, different Dermot.
I've done that before. Yeah. So Dermot Kennedy is currently in New Zealand. Some girl from Cork just posted a photograph. And it looks like a normal estate. And he's walking down the road. But can you always spot the Irish head in somebody?
Why?
This lady, like, she looks Irish.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
look Irish. It just... Imagine just stopping. So there's Dermot Kennedy.
So
Could
he went to
there?
Disappear and travel the earth.
I'm going
to
show you a photograph. He's in an estate.
He's getting popped. He can't even walk through an estate. Where is New Zealand?
It's in New Zealand. Oh, and he's wearing O'Neill's shorts. Look.
He is. State.
Oh, God. Can't go on holidays.
That is classic. Well, look, at least he's all right. If you're a Dermot Kennedy fan, you're worried about him. He's grand.
He's okay.
He's hanging out. So there's a couple of things I've noticed this morning. One is from an expert in beds. So do you get when you get a new sheets or a new duvet cover, do you throw it on straight away? Because it's out of the packaging. It's like, it's lovely.
Every time.
Me too. So I only got new stuff recently and I was like, oh, look at that. It's lovely. And now an expert says, no, you must wash it. She says, you must wash it before you put it on your bed because she said there's dust in the factory. It's not just for hygiene reasons. If you've got allergies or kind of sensitive skin or anything like that, that will set it off. So,
look, I'm not cheap, but I'm a 13-year-old pennies right. person.
Yeah.
I don't buy any of the fancy ones. I did it before and I got a rash from one of them. So I'm always the 13-euro pennies ones or whatever it is. But the reason why you buy them is because you don't have to wash them. You can put it straight on and it's there and done.
We had a duvet cover and one side of it was rough. And I mean, like, what's the point of a duvet cover? It's rough. So if you stick your arm at the rough side was the top. So you stick your arm out. It's on a rough. It's like
no.
It's like that's itchy. Or, I don't.
Did you make your bed?
Yeah.
I don't. Well, I do not see the point in making beds when it's only you going to be sleeping in it.
Might hoosh the duvet into the right place. Like that's it.
The way I get up is the way I go in the next that night. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just don't see the point in it.
Well, yeah. No, I wouldn't spend too long on it. Now.
There's some times in your life where you have to sit back and go, I'm an adult now and I can do what I
but
want.
But making a duvet is just hooshing the duvet back into the right position, no? That's all it is.
Jim, I literally get out and the way I go back in is the way I see it.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Have you ever hit black ice?
Really badly. Once in a van.
Right. So the recommendation, just for people, most people who are driving kind of know this or will have heard this, but you don't hit the brake when you hit black ice, right? Did you hit the brake?
I hit the brake.
Of course, the natural instinct would be like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what happened?
So if you've ever been to the Slane concert, right in front of the gates at Slane, there's a bend there. And I was driving home one night and I was in a van. I was working for a catering company. The sausages, the vol-au-vents, all the remnants of them were the back of this van.
Sounds like a band who might be just sport acts, the sausages and the vol-au-vents.
Yeah. I wasn't even going fast. Like, I wasn't going fast at all. And I went around the bend and the back of the van started going the opposite
round,
way and it
yeah.
spun around and I went, Lord God of Almighty, this is it now. And lucky enough, there was no one there beside me.
Yeah,
and I've
yeah,
never
yeah.
had that before where I've never lost control of any sort of vehicle. and I put the brakes on, and sure, that made it worse.
They're saying, you know, steer it, but make sure you have your hand on the steering wheel, don't brake, and just steer it as much as you can. But like, your instinct is to hit the brake because you're skidding.
Yeah. All I could think of was the sausages and the vol au vents and everything. The back of the van going all over the place.
Texas, my anxiety's gone through the roof here. You need to make your bed. The minute I get up, I have to make my bed. Before I leave the room, I can't walk back into the room without the bed being dressed.
But what? No one's going to see it bar you.
Well, you never
and
know.
And your significant other. That's the only two people.
Well, if you had the door open, if you got visitors and something like that, that's the only other reason you'd probably make sure it was made.
My granny was a diddle for that. Yeah. Sadly, she had a walking stick so you could hear when she was open. Oh, she's pooching through the rooms again. Yeah, I don't see the point in that, lads. It's just...
Yeah, no, in fairness, you wouldn't be alone.
Yeah.
A lot of guys wouldn't bother their...
Yeah, now the room is clean. Like, yeah, it's a floor drope, but it's...
Yeah, yeah.
It's clean. I just would never do it. Someone said I skidded on black ice and my car was right off. Wow, it is. It's dangerous.
Yeah, because I know somebody who skidded and they did a complete spin and they broke their... The two tyres burst on a curb.
I think when you're doing your driving lessons, they don't really tell you that.
No.
Because, you know, when you're going to have black ice, it's very rare that this happens.
Well, have your hands on the wheel, especially when it's icy these mornings, and both hands on the wheel, right? Don't be sort of half a hand on, you know, just casually. When it's icy like that, you need to make sure you're holding the wheel. And if you do hit black ice, try and remember, don't brake.
It's like Ryanair, you know?
How, you know, I think I'll definitely break it.
Yeah, I'll never forget that. It was a funny moment afterwards when I went and I opened up the van and everything was all over the floor. And I was, because I had snuck a few sausages and all that, that because I'd left a 40th, right? I was working at it and I made sure that there was some food left over for me.
Yeah.
So when I loaded up the van to drive back, I made sure there was a little Banbury.
So
with
your stuff was fine and the rest of the stuff was wrecked?
No, all the stuff was wrecked.
Oh, man.
I was raging because of the black ice. I saw a thing this morning. I think you've been to loads of these. So TripAdvisor are saying here are the most popular places to go to in Europe for 2023.
Okay, January, let's book. Okay, let's go if we can.
Number 10 is Edinburgh.
Oh yeah, great stuff.
Never been here, it's unreal.
Go during the comedy festival, it's the best. It's so hot in August, go. It's fantastic. It's so many great comedians, you'd see loads of people.
Yeah, small venues. On my list.
It's great, the crack.
I'll fly through some of these. Number 9 is Lisbon.
Never been
here, it's great. 8, Florence in Italy.
Oh yeah, I'd love that.
7, Madrid.
I've been to Madrid.
6, Barcelona. You've been to Barcelona.
Barcelona's fantastic. That's what, like, if I had won money this morning, if I was going anywhere, Barcelona would probably be top of the list.
Now, number 5 is an interesting one, because I wonder, is it up here because people are going to get the turkey teeth and getting their hair done? Istanbul in Turkey.
Well, I've heard Hector talking about Istanbul. Says it's one of the best places. He's been everywhere. He says one of the best places, one of the coolest cities on the planet.
Wow, okay.
It's a mixture of everything. It's Europe, it's Asia, it's the everything, melting pot of everything.
Number 4 is Crete. 3 is Paris.
Oh, yeah.
2 is Rome.
Oh yeah, Rome's fantastic. You were there recently, weren't you?
I was there in Rome recently. I met a fella before who gave me a list of places to go. If anyone's ever going to Rome, I'll send it to you.
Yeah, yeah.
It's this massive list of things that only Romans go to, and there's no tourists.
That's what you want, yeah.
It's so good. You get pasta for 4 or 5 euros.
Yes, the family wine, places.
The wine comes out in a massive jug that's filthy, but it tastes gorgeous.
Yeah.
But number 1, I was really shocked by this, right? By the way, Dublin only got number 21.
Ah, come on. Well, Dublin's a bit expensive now.
Yeah. Number 1 is London.
Oh.
The best place to go this year in Europe is London.
Why?
I don't know.
It's great. When you watch The Apprentice, it's like, it just makes you want to go. It's always, like in The Apprentice, it's always sunny and it's always in the nice areas.
They did a list about the top 25 in the world. Nowhere in Ireland is in the top 25 around the world. And the top 3 in that is London is number 3, Bali is number 2, and Dubai is number 1.
Oh.
Very expensive. Dubai is very expensive.
Very expensive.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at UH1.com. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.